Blog Talk Radio.
Deflected by the real reason, and Mario comes down with. So his first playoff touchdown pass is also his first playoff touchdown reception.
Back out.
grilled chicken, and roasted chili salsa for just a buck. Another menu? And fresh.
Our chicken is an L.A. class. Fire grill the same way since we first opened on Alvarado Street.
So what's the head tonight? Is Derek Carr leads the Rams against Lester Dimitri, Matt Ryan, and the NFC Wild Card playoff game. That might be Chris Collinsworth. Boy, what an improbable story the Rams have written this season. They won 4 games last year. They won 11 games this year. They were last in the league in scoring last year. They were first in the league in scoring this season. They have a 31-year-old head coach. They have stars on both sides of the ball. They are very exciting. The only question right now is, how far can this team go? For the Falcons, everybody knows about the Super Bowl meltdown, but here they are back in the playoffs. They finished with a mark of 10-6, and they're the only one of the six playoff teams from last year in the NFC to get back. But last year, they were the number two seed. They had a much easier road to the Super Bowl. This year, they'll have to take the hard way because they're the number six seed, so they would have to win 3 road games to get to Minneapolis 4 weeks from tomorrow. So, Chris, in terms of the Falcons this year, we've seen just about everything, the good, the bad, the ugly, you name it. How do you assess the speed coming into this game?
Extremely dangerous. Defensively, they're improved over what they were a season ago. And offensively, they're a sleeping giant. I mean, let's face it, they haven't quite put it together yet. But when you have players like Matt Ryan and Julio Jones, you know this team is capable of going on a championship run.
Now, the Rams, they are the rags-to-riches story of the league this year. So what do they have to do tonight? How do they earn a trip to face the Vikings next Sunday?
Just do what they do. I mean, this has been one of the most electrifying offenses all season long. So many young, exciting players on that side of the ball. Jared Goff, Todd Gurley, definitely in the MVP conversation. And defensively, who's been playing better than Aaron Donald? The only question is it too much, too soon for this young Rams team? We're about to find out.
It'll be exciting tonight right now for the field to go and Michelle Tafoya. Michelle.
Well, Al, teams want to be playing their best football as they roll into the postseason, and individual players do as well. So coming into this game, who's hot and who's not. Last year's MVP, Matt Ryan, entered the 2016 playoffs red hot and put together one of the greatest postseasons in NFL history. It's a different story this season. In the last five games, Ryan has thrown four touchdown passes, four interceptions, and has a passer rating of 78.7. Meanwhile, Todd Gurley, a leading MVP candidate this season, is on a roll. In his last five regular season games, he scored eight touchdowns and collected 877 yards from scrimmage. But this is Gurley's first playoff appearance. It's the ninth postseason game for Ryan, who told us he thinks that experience is going to play an important role for him tonight. Now,
Michelle, a lot of star power here tonight. What else would you expect in Hollywood? Falcons Rams, wild card next on NBC.
NBC's Wild Card Playoff is brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance. By TurboTax, there's nothing to be afraid of.
I'm Clemson, Notre Dame, Jamon Brown,
Louisville, Rob Hiddenstein, Wisconsin.
That offensive line has been extremely healthy. You saw Gurley in the Anthony Smith conversation. He lines up in the backfield, taking the first play from the scrimmage. Gurley for about a 4-yard gain up to the 29-yard line. Gurley had a terrific rookie season when they were in St. Louis. Comes here last year, and the numbers really fell off. But this season, as you can see, second in rushing to Kareem Hunt. In receiving yards, second in that category among running backs. And you saw him lead the league in yards, leading the league in touchdowns. Second down and six from the 29-yard line. For Gurley, can't hold that one in third down and six. So last year, you go back to the draft, Jared Goff is number one, Carson Wentz is number two. They picked Goff out of the University of California, but then he was on the bench for more than half the season. Case Keenan started the first nine games here. They brought in McVay after the quarterback Goff had gone 0-7. And of course, this is a whole different story this season. And the pitch. And Goff is able to get away. But then he falls down at the 28-yard line. So the Rams begin on their first series with a run out.
And you're going to see some pressure coming right up the middle here with Todd Gurley coming over to pick it up. But this is definitely what they're going to have to do tonight, the Atlanta Falcons. This is the team that looked awfully good in their man coverage a week ago in that game. Come right back to it in the first big play, and it pays off.
Johnny Hecker, the Pro Bowl punter.
Had the best of the league for years, and boom, this one down toward Roberts. And he will let it bounce inside the 10, and Hecker does it again. A beauty that will roll dead at the 6-yard line. So Johnny Hecker pins them deep after a 66-yard boot. Let's meet the Falcons.
Matt Ryan, Boston College.
Devontae Freeman, Florida State.
Derek Coleman, UCLA.
Julio Jones,
Alabama.
Mohamed Sanu, Rutgers.
Austin Hooper, Stanford.
Jake Matthews, Texas A&M.
Ben Garland, Air Force Academy.
Alex Mack, Cal.
Weston Schweitzer, Benedict.
Ryan Schrader, shout out to Chris.
Falcons last season, that tells an offense. Kyle Shanahan was the offensive coordinator, leading to his ascension to San Francisco as the head coach. Steve Sarkisian is the new offensive coordinator under Dan Quinn, and Atlanta begins to draw from his own 6-yard line. Devontae Freeman is the running back. Well, play action. And in traffic, he gets it away, and the pass is incomplete. And then, of course, Sanu. Troy Hill covering on the play at second down.
You're always going to have to stop this guy first. Aaron Donald definitely in the conversation for Defensive Player of the Year. That was Austin Hooper getting there just in time, or it might have been 2 points for the Rams right away. But this is a bunch that is starting to get recognized. The Rams defense led by that guy right there, Aaron Donald.
Donald won the Pro Bowl in each of his first four seasons. The only interior lineman to do that going all the way back would be Mean Joe Green, second down and 10. Ryan under pressure again, has to fade away and throws that one into the bench, chased by Westbrook. So let's take a look at that Ram defense.
Michael Brothers, LSU. Ethan Westbrook, West Texas, there you go.
Keenan Donald, Pittsburgh.
Connor Barwin. Cincinnati.
Alec Ogletree, Georgia.
Mark Barron, Alabama.
Robert Taylor, Fort Worth Texas High School.
Shemaine Johnson, Montana. John Johnson, Boston College. Marcus Jordan,
Georgia State. Cheryl Hill, University of Oregon.
Secondary, the Tribune Fan, the Chance School tonight. This is Jones, some new and company. It's still down to 10. From the 6-yard line. Four man rush. Pass going underneath, and that was caught by Jones. 5-yard gain. He's tackled there by Mark Barron. Coming back from an injury in the last couple of games. So each team begins with a 3-and-out.
A little nervous start here, I think, for everybody, and certainly understandable for Dan Quinn and his guys. They feel like that is their advantage coming into this one. They have plenty of playoff experience, and the Rams really do not on this football team.
Farrell Cooper, second year down at the South Carolina, but the receiving Austin receiving, Boston's pick. Into the night sky is called in at the 37. Cooper starts to come around the corner and takes it upfield and brings it back to the 47-yard line. 2.5 minutes into the game in this wild card playoff game, it's Thomas Seymour no score.
We are the Coors Brewing Company. At our mountain, this brewing the world most refreshing beer. A beer proud enough to wear our name in big, red, scripted letters. That's why we lager, filter, and package cold. Because we believe every time is worth the refreshing taste. Whatever you want, climb on.
One day a little guy behind the wheel. Someday your mom's side will find a way to deal. You built this business up from the ground. Soon your retired side will pass it on down. Every day brings something new. So much to look forward to. The Nationwide is on your side.
So there you were, owning the landscape. The freedom of knowing that you were out in front. What didn't occur to you is that while you were basking in old glory, we were forging a new path.
Sammy Watkins have really sprung their back for some big runs this year.
there. That's Jermaine Johnson on Devontae Freeman. So another three and out.
Well, you're going to have to get some help right here on this side for Ben Garland, taking over for Andy Levitre. And so far, that has been a little bit of a mismatch. I keep expecting Alex Mack, their center, to work that way. But really, so far, they've left these guards pretty much one-on-one.
Boxer in again. Got to stop the pressure stuff. Team is running the 6 minutes old. This is the fourth puck to explosive offense. Right, no first down here. Four three outs. Cooper back to run it back. Backs up. Backs forward. Trucks the ball to the chair captain and has to let it go. And the ball is loose and hit Cooper. And if the Falcons recover it, they're going to be in great shape. And they think they have a way for Hockley and the crew to come in and let us go. Hockley is joining the party. Atlantic ball. So Cooper had backed up, came forward, called for the fair catch, mushed it, and Atlanta gets the first big break of the game.
No question. Cooper touched the ball, but then there was a state of confusion out there as the other players were a little confused. Do we grab it? Do we not? We're not sure. Countess didn't know exactly what to do, and ultimately that cost the Rams the football, and that is a huge play for the Atlanta Falcons.
Talk about flipping the field. They were punting from their own 11, and now Atlanta has the ball at the 18. That's your Pro Bowl returner as well, so that didn't figure.
And you have to say the lack of playoff experience, is this kicking in a little bit at this point here? Who knows? But when you get to this time of year, you have to get yourself settled as quickly as you possibly can. You have to turn it into a football game again and not a playoff football game.
Then you got to turn your mic on. Okay. Stand on the button. Of course, all turnovers are automatically reviewed in New York. Did it hit a Falcon?
We are reviewing the ruling on the field.
The foot. It was.
Countess.
Yep. Countess's foot. They review it, and we're back in 30 seconds.
More doing chores for mom, Pearl? More doing chores for dad, Pearl. More earning something you love, Pearl. Bounty is more absorbent, so the roll can last 50% longer than the leading ordinary brand. So you get more life per roll. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Well, the way we see it,
the ruling at the field, the ball was muffed by the Rams and recovered by the Falcons. We will review the ruling.
I thought they were doing that. But before the commercial. So you can see it again here. It's pretty clear that the first guy who gets hit with the ball is Countess. And then havoc ensues.
Yeah, and then for Pharaoh Cooper, this thing gets kicked into him in a way he wasn't expecting it to happen. But for Blake Countess, he's the one that absolutely knew that he touched it, and then he can't come up with it there.
And Leroy Reynolds, linebacker, 53, is the man who clearly recovers it for Atlanta.
Isn't it amazing, though, how many of these big playoff games come down to a ball flying in, hit somebody in the foot, a scramble ensues, and it takes them a while to figure out they're going to review.
It puts the specs on me while Sean McVay, at the age of 31, youngest coach in the league by far. Dan Quinn, the Atlanta coach in his third year. Dan Quinn has been a coach in three of the last four Super Bowls. Defensive coordinator at Seattle with one win and one loss. Goes to Atlanta as the head coach 8-8 and gets them to the Super Bowl last year.
The Jeopardy thing is over. Good for that. But the one strength of this Rams defense this year, many strengths, but one of them has been after turnovers, they have been really stout, allowing just 2 points per turnover. And on offense, they're averaging like 4.5 points per turnover. So this has been a big factor. Wade Phillips bunch taking care of business whenever they're given the short end of the stick.
Can't figure out how this could take this long. This is kind of crazy. We saw it.
The ball was first touched by the receiving team and then recovered by Atlanta. It's therefore Atlanta's ball. The ruling on the field is confirmed.
What did it take? 6 minutes? 5 minutes? Whatever it was. I mean, it shouldn't. We moan about it every way. What do you do?
Well, it's both.
All right, so Atlanta has the ball now with the Rams 17-yard line. Sean McVay, so many great stories about this man has got it. He has done this year. Years ago when Mike Tomlin was hired in his early 30s by Pittsburgh, he said, finding the next Mike Tomlin, that leads him where I think, who's the next Sean McVay? 17-yard line. There's Kevin Coleman in the game. He shares time with Freeman, and that becomes into the left field. On the left side. With the call, they would swing that way, and they would turn back and stop there by Troy Hill. Didn't let him get around the corner. In the red zone, the Atlanta Falcons, over the last 5 weeks, even though they came down the stretch and were 6-2, they were 12th in the league through week 12 over the ensuing weeks. Fourth from the last, 35% getting into the end zone from the red zone. Steve Sarkisian. Coached USC for a year and a half, went to Alabama last year in the championship game. The new offensive coordinator, let's see what he has dialed up on a second down and 7. They actually did. Ryan floats one to the end zone and it is incomplete. Intended for Sanu is covered there by Troy Hill, third down and 7.
One thing you know about Robert Quinn, not a lot of change-up moves for him. He pretty much is a speed rusher coming around the edge. And I think one of the real disappointments this year for the Falcons is that their best player, Julio Jones, down here, has yet to really get anything going in the red zone. 19 targets for Julio Jones and just one touchdown on the season. Almost can't believe that.
It's amazing. Second to receiving yards for Antonio Brown and only 3 touchdowns all season, period. 37. Ryan's going to step up and get tackled at the 11-yard line. So the secondary does its job. Quinn makes the tackle, and they will limit Atlanta to a field goal attempt from the 42-year-old Matt Bryan.
So they're trying to get Julio Jones going here, and they get Justin Hardy on the other side trying to set a pick, and it just turns into one big collision, and there's nowhere for Matt Ryan to go with the football. So once again, the struggles continue after the big play by special teams.
Matt Bryant, 42 years old, 16th in the league, had a great season. 56-yarder last week in the finale against Carolina, missing 29 yards. He bangs that one through. So they cash in off the turnover due to the Falcons, 7:13 left in the quarter, 3-0 Atlanta.
Resident number one.
down. You know, Neil is there to make a shot along with Courtney Upshaw.
Yeah, let's talk about Keanu Neal just a little bit as they hurry up the pace. That is the eighth guy down in the box to try and stop Gurley.
That is enough for a first down, so the Rams have their first at the first of the game period. And then with 3 points on the board, but no first downs. From the 42-yard line, off play action. And he switched it to Gurley, and then Gurley will get taken down. Good tackle right there by Brian Poole. Wrapping him up before he can escape in the second down.
Well, that was the conversation all week long amongst the Atlanta Falcons, is that they're going to be put in one-on-one tackling situation against Todd Gurley, and he's been making everybody miss calls. Oh, that was a big play.
Second down and seven. Rams going out of cover. Big Manning for years. Will no huddle, but take a lot of time off the clock. Play action again. Going deep downfield and batted away at the end by Alford, intended for Sammy Watkins. Robert Alford who had the pick six against Brady in the Super Bowl last year. Third down and seven.
Nicely done on the outside by Robert Alford. He sure did have that big play in the Super Bowl last year. And you can see that Sammy Watkins gave him the hook. He wanted it. And Alford able to turn around and make that play. So this was perhaps the best game I saw from the Atlanta Falcons secondary a week ago against Carolina, and they have so far been pretty brazen with what they're trying to do here. They are going to try and force Jets off the field throwing the football. They are all over the line of
scrimmage. They were 3 times last week, 3rd and 7. This exact thing over the middle, that's incomplete, intended for cut, and he's well covered by Desmond Trufant, so it'll be 4th down and 7.
Well, and don't forget that Desmond Trufant was the guy that was not in the playoffs a season ago, and he is their best cornerback. And they know exactly where they like to go with the football on 3rd down, and it is Cooper Kupp. That time, no match for Desmond Trufant.
Johnny Decker in for his 3rd punt. Andre Roberts. To accept it. Bears catch ball for it and made at the 11-yard line. 5.5 left in the first quarter. 3-0 Falcons.
Well, there you were, owning the landscape. The freedom of knowing that you were out in front. What didn't occur to you is that while you were basking in old glory, we were forging a new path.
Come on in the subway! The price is $4.99! Get a black four-and-a-half foot long for just $4.99! The foot long meatball marinara, $4.99! Get a foot-long spicy Italian, $4.99. Get 5 foot-longs for just $4.99 right now at Subway. So much endless!
If we can't get this check fixed, we'll never get to town.
There's just got to be a fast way to get us some money.
What is interesting?
Oh, and there was some kind of advance we could get on our tax refund.
You can get an interest-free refund advance of up to $3,000 the day you file a block.
Get your taxes won. USAA is complimentary to my family because they stand on principles like loyalty, respect, and honor, being brought up in the military household, stand for values, and give it our family.
Why would I spend the rest of my days unhappy? Why would I spend the rest of this year alone? When I can go therapy, when I can go therapy, when I can go therapy. Today. Why would I spend the rest of this week so bitter? And all that listening is making you bitter too. When I can go therapy, when I can go therapy, when I can go therapy 2 times a day. Blocking all my calls. Then no one can stop. my days unhappy. Why would I spend the rest of this year alone? When I can go therapy, when I can go therapy, when I can go therapy tonight. I'm surprised you care at all. I figure if I had a lifetime of time now, well, shame on me if I don't get to you that well. Yeah, I'm stressing you out. And at the way it's going, you need it more than me. Why would I spend the rest of my days on? Why would I spend the rest of this year alone? When I can go therapy, when I can go therapy, when I can go therapy two times a day. Someone help me turn me around.
Aaron with 11 sacks this season, 4th down.
There's Donald right there. But watch the center here. Alex Mack is going to work his way that way. When Ogletree didn't blitz, it gave him a chance to come over and help Ben Garland there and just enough for Pat Ryan to escape. This will be a 51-yard attempt. I'm going to try to get the right number on the field here. Austin Hooper comes in to be from the 11. 51-yard attempt. Off to the middle down. And a winless night. And Ryan. Well, he and Vinatieri are just too much, aren't they?
Right here, age 42.
We're all 6 points this far. 6 and 4.
Actually right next door to your friend.
Correction, best friend. Let's go. Are you taking all your tiny shampoos?
State Farm knows it's more than a house. It's home. So why not give it the protection it deserves?
Play something relaxing.
Talk to a State Farm agent today.
Wendy's 4-for-4 just got better, because now there's more variety with 8 sandwiches to choose from. So choose a 4-for-4 with a double stack, a crispy chicken sandwich, or any of these others, plus nuggets, fries, and a drink, all for just $4. So try all 8 and pick your favorite, only at Wendy's.
Tens of millions of people have switched to Unlimited on the network rated number one in the nation by Root Metrics 8 times running.
Totally Verizon.
Switch to the best Unlimited on the most awarded network and get up to $450 off our best Android phone.
Four.
Freeman, about a yard or two shy of the first down, taking the ball inside the 25-yard line, third and short. If you remember the Super Bowl, Al, this is the way it kind of started for the Atlanta Falcons early in that game. They would go into that double crack situation, bring these big wide receivers down on the outside, and then get the pitch from out there, and it really just sort of walls off that entire part of the defense.
Going to take us to the end of the quarter, all about turnovers through one. It's Atlanta 6 and the Los Angeles Rams nothing. The Wild Card playoff from LA continues after these messages.
Introducing McDonald's new $1-$3 menu with favorites for $1, like any size soft drink, or $2, like a sausage McGriddles, or $3 favorites, including Happy Meals. It's your menu. Use it to build the My Roommate Ate My Lunch meal, the Breakfast is on Me meal, or the Father and Son meal.
Please, it's in the chicken and onion and Sprite for $1.
Exactly. It's your menu with your favorites. Build whatever meal you want. The all-new $1-$3 menu from McDonald's.
It's 6 a.m. 40 million Americans are waking up to a Gillette shave. And at our factory in Boston, 1,200 workers are starting their day building on 100 years of heritage, craftsmanship, and innovation. Today, we're bringing you America's number one shave at lower prices every day, putting money back in the pockets of millions of Americans. As one of those workers, I'm proud to bring you Gillette quality for less, because nobody can beat the men and women of Gillette. Gillette, the best a man can get.
Tastes like a Coke.
Coke Zero Sugar. Have they nailed it?
Sounds like they really nailed it, huh?
Nail, man. And in fact, when you said. So it really tastes like a Coke.
Yeah, that's the point.
Up at the 13-yard line by Mark Barron. Third down and four. Last two seasons, Julio Jones in the red zone. Hard to believe. Nine catches, 84 to 101st, three touchdowns over the last 2 years.
Now we saw Calvin Johnson at the height of his career. Sometimes they would go out that night and actually put two guys on him and just make sure he didn't beat them. But when you have an athlete like Julio Jones, it's just hard to imagine. He hasn't been a bigger factor than that. He was halfway through the season before he caught his first touchdown pass. That break off is all the way down to two. As they get it off, and Ryan fires over the way, so that is caught. Tackled immediately as Austin Hooper. First team will see where they spotted John Johnson. Rookie out of Boston College makes the tackle, and they have a first down, so it's going to be first and goal at the 7 yard line. Sometimes so many defenders really get concerned about the pick coming, so they fake it and come back underneath it with just enough room there to keep this drive going.
Julio Jones, I talked to him about his lack of touchdowns in the red zone. He said, I get doubled and tripled. I've got guys all over me, and defenses cheat covers to me in the red zone. And he added, I'm not selfish. I tell them, look, don't force anything. If other guys have one-on-one matchups, get it to them.
And you would hope so if it opens up the spaces. And the Rams are going to take a timeout. Aerial coverage tonight being brought to you by Geico. When you look at the face of Santa Monica Pier, first wheel adorned in Rams blue. Downtown buildings lighted up last night. Rams, who were here when they were here in the Coliseum from 7-9, went to Anaheim through the 94 season to St. Louis for 21 years, and then back last season.
You can see that Sean McVay wasn't very happy. He sprinted down the sideline. Did not like what he saw in that situation at all. Former wide receiver, quarterback. Pretty good 40-yard dash time to get there.
31 years old. We talked about Wade Phillips is 70, the defensive coordinator. Phillips had the line of the year, though. But the only coaching staff, the defensive coordinator is on Medicare, and the head coach is on daycare. Second down and goal from the three.
Still matters.
giving you the power to make your own way.
DirecTV has been rated number one in customer satisfaction over cable for 17 years running. But some people still like cable. Just like some people like free shaping soda. Hey, Ram, why a shopping cart? Sitting in gun. And walking into a glass door. But for everyone else, there's DirecTV. For number one rated customer satisfaction over cable, switch to DirecTV and get a $200 reward card. Call 1-800.
Identity thieves know if your email address is on the dark web. Do you? Find out with Experian. Go to Experian.com/scan for your one-time dark web scan. It's completely free, so visit Experian.com/scan today.
How will I spend the rest of my days unhappy? Why would I spend the rest of my days alone? When I can go therapy, when I can go therapy, when I can go therapy, two times a day.
When I can go.